code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. But there's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Break the distance between you and me. There's a list of agreements. Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 10th of October, 2012. For newcomers, have yourself the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. There's lots of audios for download for free. And remember, too, those sites listed on the com site all have transcripts as well in English for print up of a lot of the talks I've given over the years. And if you go into Alan Watt's Sentinel.eu, you can get transcripts in other languages. Remember, too, you're the audience that bring me to you. You can purchase the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and that hopefully that'll keep me going for a little while yet, because things are getting awfully tight with austerity and inflation and all the rest of it. But what I try and do is to bring the past to the present to show you're living through a big, big, long-term business plan. Nothing is left to chance by those who already ruled the world a long time ago, and they even gave you an idea called democracy to keep you from having rebellions every few years. You vote the present bunch out, and you get a new guy in, and you have hope that it'll be different from the last bunch. But it's one agenda, because every group that comes in, party comes in every country, signs all these treaties and agreements with the United Nations and with various organizations associated with them, and they become binding, and they're running our lives. Private companies and charities and foundations, basically all run by the foundations, are running our lives, and the foundations themselves are the fronts for the big international money bank boys that got together to form the Royal Institute for International Affairs a long time ago, also called the Council on Foreign Relations. Branches across the world, all top politicians are members of it, all the leaders definitely are, and their own historian with their own version of history verified that to Carl Quigley. So we're living through a planned agenda, and the brave new world they're bringing in is not a nice happy world of multiculturalism and friends across the sea and all that. It's the opposite. It's eugenics. It's depopulation for a society that is post-industrial for the vast majority of the public, and they're bringing in society of high tech for to manage basically the few very elite families across the world. They don't need so many laborers anymore and workers for this high tech society, and they claim that too many people anyway are unproductive, and just like, you know, farm animals, you don't keep them around once they stop producing milk if they're cows. You get rid of them. That's what they're doing to the public. Now it's time to convince the public to go along with it and see it their way, that, you know, we really should just give ourselves up for the euthanasia pill and be sterilized too, and do the right thing. They call it doing the right thing, actually. Some of the top eugenicists have come out openly and talked about altering your genes to make us do the right thing. In other words, whatever the government tells you to do, you will do. And this is not science fiction. We're in it. This is mainstream stuff. And they can come out with it now because they're the public so brainwashed, shell-shocked and dizzy and dumb that they can actually see this in the open. And there are no riots in the streets or anything going on. People who are coming out talking about killing us off are getting away with it, and the public are not responding at all. It's quite something to live through this. We're the best informed slaves that have ever existed. And this is the scientific dictatorship, because the sciences are ruling your minds, all of your minds, and your bodies now too, through your food and vaccinations. And Huxley, for instance, said the same thing, that such a dictatorship could last forever. There'd be no reason to see it overthrown. Back with more after this.
Do You want to learn how you can find a six-figure mining job in Australia without a degree? Do you want to learn how you can escape the USA and move to New Zealand and Australia, where wages are higher, unemployment is lower, the economy is better, and people enjoy more freedom? Visit www.kriegercapital.biz to buy a copy of the How to Escape America Guide, or sign up for a personalized immigration consultation. Moving to New Zealand and Australia is easier than you think. That is www.kriegercapital.biz. Again, kriegercapital.biz. Check out the special for RBN listeners.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Hi folks, we're back, cutting through the matrix, and as I said, you know, we're living through an amazing time in history where we're overloaded with data to begin with. We're meant to watch data day by day and being downloaded. It doesn't matter how much data you consume, and most of your head's going to delete most of it anyway, because you can't handle it all. It's overload of data, and the big boys themselves, including Sunstein and others, who are into neurosciences, have not mentioned this, that the average person can't handle it. And what they try and do every day is to get you addicted to following them, actually, to actually following what they're doing. And it creates fear in you, and fear itself makes you addictive. You'll turn in the next day to get more fear. It's a fact, because otherwise you think your life might be at stake if you miss something. So fear is addictive, and they know this at the top. They can make sure I should listen to, or look to more, find out more and more fear. Basically, you know the big agenda. The big agenda was written out a long time ago, and the big players involved in the making of the agenda, right down to intergenerational changes, right up to the present time where we'd be. And these guys lived back in the 1930s, 40s, up to the 1970s, and wrote their books about it. They gave us the present culture, and even the culture to come. They're not finished yet. And so they destroyed everything that bonded people together, right, from the family unit to local communities and so on. It's all been replaced by government agencies, as I said, to take care of the fallout. And, of course, that's power over the people. It standardizes the power as well. Makes it uniform across not just countries, but the whole world now under UNICEF and various other United Nations programs. And they're on a roll into the scientific rearing of children, etc. As I mentioned last night, Scotland's a test bed for it. From pre-birth, neonatal to hold all right through. They're going to monitor you through with psychologists and psychiatrists and behavior modification experts and all the rest of it to make sure that every child is completely manufactured, the closest you can get to Huxley's Brave New World idea without actually going into cloning. So we're living through an agenda that was spelled out in detail a long time ago. The rest of it is filler. Now, the wars I've mentioned before are actually perpetual wars. The military's magazine itself, the Parameters magazine, came out with that years ago. This is now perpetual war. So for the rest of your lives, get used to perpetual war, because there's a whole list of countries, large and small, to take out yet over many, many, many years. And they've also reared in the West the soldiers. They've reared them with Xboxes and all the different video games to make sure that they'll join the military for fun and action and all that kind of thing. And they've got no end of recruits, actually. They've no problem with recruits. So everything's planned that way, even altering society to suit the times that are coming. It's interesting if you go into the books written by Bernays, who was the guy who, he was trained by experts behind the scenes. Do you ever have someone like an expert that truly comes out of nowhere? They always say he's a genius and all this stuff, like Freud and Einstein. These guys are fronts for organizations that already exist. And when you read Bernays' stuff, he just kind of understood the human psychology and psychiatry better than even modern psychologists do and psychiatrists, because he was trained by the best people who'd studied populations down generations in different countries for thousands of years. And he mentioned all of this too. He said something called social adjustment. That's part of the propagandists, or public relations, as they call it now, schedule, is to alter the clientele, not just the product you're selling to them or the idea you're selling to them. You alter the clientele to suit you and what you're selling them. Part of that's to do with propaganda and school, of course. That's how you're prepped for subsequent propaganda throughout your whole life. And you swallow what you're told in school, including your fake histories, and of course, anything down the road that contradicts it, you'll think it's crazy or a conspiracy theory. It works very well. So you're primed for subsequent propaganda by schooling. That's an essential part of it, as Jack Zielal said as well. We're all trained that way. So, as I say, the main thing is you're living through a planned agenda. It's completely eugenical in its essence, and they're on a roll now. Don't get into the arguments, even over climate change, for instance. What they give you is an agenda. Climate change is an excuse to bring in a big agenda. Global warming is a big excuse to bring in the agenda. As I've said many times before, the Club of Rome came out with this agenda. They were given the task by the United Nations. It's on their own website, and they've got their own book out on it too from the Club of Rome, to find a way to unite the world and to make the people go under authority, to take on an authoritarian type of world government. And the best way to do it, of course, is a war situation. And they blamed man as being at war with the planet, you see. That would fit the bill. They said global warming, pestilence, starvation, drought would fit the bill. Of all the other things they looked at, that's what they chose. That's why nothing's going to change it. So you can use all the logic and reality and reasoning you want. It won't make any difference. It's the same with the ongoing wars. Oh, they shouldn't do that because, or we know that the US or Britain's instigating it. We know all that. Yeah, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter one bit. And folk get caught up in the arguing down below, trying to use reason rather than saying this is the agenda. It's written in stone. And regardless of the excuse they use, they're going to go ahead with it, and they do go ahead with it. Simple as that. Simple as that. So, as I say, we're the best informed slaves that ever existed, and yet there's so many techniques still played on us to get us caught up in it as well, so that we can't reason properly. I've mentioned before that when you watch a horror movie, for instance, it's a very simple recipe. All movies are recipes, formulas, and you can use them same ones over and over again. And with horror movies, you always identify with the people in it. The guy generally with the guy, at least it used to be in the old days, and the girl with the woman, the heroine. And you see them, their lives are in danger, your blood pressure goes up, your pulse goes up, and you identify with the situation. situation they're in. Even if it's a lousy movie, you'll watch it to the end because the primitive part of your brain is adapted to that, to look out for injury to yourself, for guarding your own life, flight or flight and all that. And so you can't turn your head away from it. So, in other words, the same technique is used for fear, and mainstream is used as full of fear. You see, keeps you on edge every day. You understand, total control always uses fear from governments. And to control people, especially when you're fleecing them as well, because you are in a system of a tiny minority of them and all the rest of you. Believe you, that's as simple as that. That's how they talk about themselves at the top. And that little bunch at the top are living on, off all of you. They've lived awfully well for an awful long time. And the technique is to use fear, uncertainty for losing your home, your job, and all the rest of it. So many uncertainties, all these added fears and worries. And they keep you going up and down. They haven't given a generation peace for well over a couple of hundred years. Not a single generation has had peace. And they don't intend to. And the reason for it being, if you're at peace for a while, you will begrudgingly move from the field that you're chewing in, the cud, when they try to get to move to another field with less grass in it and through the cud. You'll be indignant, you see. So they keep you moving all the time. And even in their own books to do with warfare, manuals and so on, and writings by experts over the last couple hundred years, they've mentioned this fact. It's very difficult to start a population that are healthy and happy and content and self-sufficient. So you take away the self-sufficiency and then you've got them on edge. Now they have to really worry every day. Do I have that job at the end of the week? Do I not have it? Do I have the house at the end of the week? Do I not have it? Can I pay the rent? Can I pay the mortgage? Whatever it happens to be. They've got you going up and down. And now they've got you with this global casino of the stock market where everything apart, we're told, we're supposed to believe everything's up on it, you see. And it's all run by experts that have crashed as many times, plundered us. Or you can't count how many times. And of course, they're going to do it again and again and again. That's all. And then the eventual outcome of it will be austerity. It's all your fault. All of you were complicit in causing this to happen because they always blame the victim. That's what the abuser does. Always. And the trick with this one is that we're trained to look at the perpetrators as experts to help us out of the mess that they claim that we've created. Isn't that wonderful? This is psychological warfare. It's a perfected science. Very old science. And you're taught in every generation that the system you're born into is normal. Because your parents probably didn't know it wasn't. Their indoctrination worked on them. Now, as I say, we're the most informed slaves that's ever existed. And of course the problem is, what do you do about it? And everyone's got all different ideas of what you do about it. The one thing is, you can never say, we should do this, because never in history have the public all got together in any country and stood up collectively against anything. It doesn't happen. It hasn't happened. It won't happen. It's not human nature. Those who are doing better than others are the last ones to try it, because they'll think, well, I'm okay, Jack. That's how it works too. The ones at the bottom always get hit the first, and even they are chaotic, even amongst themselves. So you'll never get the collective to stand up together and do the right thing on anything, actually. It just doesn't happen. Dzerzhinsky was the one of the top guys for the Soviet system, and he said the same thing in his day, because they'd already done it on the Ukrainians and the people in Russia, to starve millions to death on purpose. And he says, what, will the people ever rebel against the Soviet system, the Bolshevik system? He says, no. He says, you can beat them. He says, you can starve them. He says, well, you can put their backs against a wall to shoot them. Will they turn around and fight? He says, no, they'll turn around and eat their dead. And now that's a sad statement, but it's awfully true. And government counts on that. All governments count. All tyrannies count on that. All of them. That's nature. So you have to find other ways around this, even for yourselves. And don't always say we, or all of us. Back with more after this break.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi folks, I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix, and I've been going on about depopulation agendas that are out in the open today, and the blossoming actually all the time. There's more and more every day, but this one is similar to the one I read yesterday and the day before. It's similar, but it goes a bit further in some areas. This is a 2011 report funded by the European Commission and World Wildlife Fund. Now, the World Wildlife Fund is a private foundation again. The foundations around the world, you understand. Models, draconian population control measures, personal carbon taxes. I said that years ago. The whole point is we're all going to undergo under this con of carbon taxes, which is the big stick for control purposes. Something to do with carbon in the atmosphere and anything else. It's for control purposes. And I believe you mean that is going to be one of the biggest sticks that they have. Any personal consumption of food and everything. It says government-controlled media and the legalization of voluntary and assisted suicide in all EU countries. That's under the super Soviet parliament they have for all over the EU now. And it says here, the EU-funded think tank project named the One Planet Economy Network produced a document in 2011 which received no attention at all in mainstream or alternative media outlets until now, that is. The documentary is titled Scenarios Towards a One Planet Economy in Europe. I'll put the link up at cuttingthroughmatrix.com tonight. Consists of several scenarios or paths which the EU may follow to reach an envisioned one planet economy. One planet economy. Do you understand? I've said before, your countries are big businesses. Your bosses at the top see the country with all of the little businesses as one business. order, how they see it. And that was to just one planet economy, funded by the European Community's Seventh Framework Programme. It sounds just like something out of the Soviet Union. And the World Wildlife Fund. The document meticulously follows an Agenda 21 type scenario. This is the agenda for the 21st century. Within the document, saturated with terms like sustainability and ecological footprint, the authors outlined four different paths towards what the group describes as a one-planet economy, as is stated at the very beginning of the report. It says there are four narratives that provide alternative, albeit not necessarily ideal, visions of the transition towards a one-planet economy in Europe by 2050. You're almost there right now. They present both an illustration of life in Europe in 2050 and the policy settings that are necessary to support the transition to this common endpoint under different assumptions about the future. And it says these four narratives are listed as number one's clever and caring. Well, we know they've always been clever and caring, right? Two is called fast forward, three is breaking point, four is called slow motion. To get a clear image of the draconian means projected towards the envisioned global end, it will be necessary to quote the authors here directly and fully, especially from the breaking point scenario. The policy settings mentioned within it include the following. The EU Parliament, right, must take strong measures to limit population growth both in Europe, but more importantly in the rest of the world, in the face of increasing demands at a time when technological innovation is stagnant and global shortages such as fossil fuels, agricultural lands are pushing up prices. In some European countries, life expectancy stagnates, in others it falls. Now remember that the agricultural agenda for getting rid of the small farms has been going on since World War II, big time. And so they want, they've said at the top, eventually they want this, the big agri-food corporate farms running the world. That's there, that's here already pretty well, almost here. So very few small farms left. So they've got, you've got by the short and curlies, they own the food supply of the planet. A little further on, the header demographics read the following. Beginning in 2012, one of the measures taken to control population growth was to phase out child benefits for multi-children families. By 2020, benefits were only provided for up to a maximum of two children. As the economy in general has become more labor-intensive, immigration policies were relaxed in order to allow low-skilled labor, especially for the agricultural sector. Well, they're already doing that in Canada, elsewhere. They bring up lots from Mexico. This further adds to social tension in the EU. Bilateral trade deals require trading partners to implement population control measures. This is their projection for the future, folks. Although the document, now do you think they ask for volunteers for these population control measures? Although the document shrouds its policy relevant modeling under the internationally vague term scenario, intentionally vague term, I should say, many of the measures mentioned are actually already being implemented. When the authors state that the bilateral trade deals require trading partners to implement population control measures, it must be pointed out that such requirements are already in place. In the article, UN and World Bank strangle sovereign nations into accepting global populations reduction dictates, as a link to, I'll put it up. It says that the author provides, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that such a trade deal is on is the basis of population reduction objectives and are already taking place. In the 2000 World Bank paper called Discussion Paper, and the link is here too, the role of the bank in regards to such requirements is explained in some detail. I've already read that on the air, but I'll be up tonight too. The bank has a potential comparative advantage to address these issues at the highest levels of country policy setting. Country policy setting. And it says not only with Ministry of Health counterparts, but also with officials from finance and planning. It's important given the increasing recognition that political economy is a critical factor in the implementation of population and reproductive health programs, particularly in high fertility countries. The document states that two nations which are currently under the population control regime by the World Bank, the first example is the Niger. The World Bank already has in place so-called benchmarks that the nation in request has to live up to in order to enjoy the continued support of the World Bank. And see, money is a big stick, and lending is a big stick, and the World Bank is at the head of the Royal Institute for International Affairs Council on Foreign Relations. That can control everybody. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi folks, I'm back talking about depopulation. It's all over the mainstream and no one's bothering about it, and that's how dumbed down the population happens to be. And I'm not kidding about that. We've been under war by many, many means that, and you've had no idea what's going on because you're trusting. You see, you're trusting. That even the food they give you, you're trusting. They never do that to hurt you. They wouldn't change everything to hurt you. Who would do that? You'd say, yes, I wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that. That's how simple it is. That's how thinking happens. So it says, other bank partners for depopulation, such as the EU, have joined the effort. Finally, population issues have also been given a high priority in the new rural and social policy reform lending credit, it's called. It's also called the development policy. Again, the 2011 document stresses that trade has been limited with countries with no population control measures. That's just like putting an embargo on them. Another issue outlined on the breaking point scenario is a dramatic expansion of EU government regulations. It says in 2050, the Europeans will be forced to adopt green lifestyle habits. For example, bans on non-essential individual long-distance travel. By this stage, the air travel has long been too expensive for the majority of people. The state controls or heavily influences all available channels of education, media and marketing to spread this message to continually reinforce its adoption and mold perceptions of sustainability. Total brainwashing, constant. The Agenda 21-style population lockup scenario is also being elaborated upon. It says, most Europeans live in densely populated urban areas in compact, efficient living quarters. Most households are comprised of three or less family members. Living quarters are modest, energy efficient, and contain small meters, which enable utilities to control load and the state to monitor use, enforce rations, or cut off electricity if necessary. That's just smart meters, folks. It says, let's have that again. The state will monitor, use, enforce rations, or cut off electricity if necessary. Lovely, isn't it? If you enjoyed the before-mentioned issues, you'll love this one, the following one. In 2015, voluntary and assisted suicide became legal in all EU countries. It's already been legalized in Britain, Holland, and some other countries already. By 2020, most media outlets were tightly controlled by the government and used to try to manage behavior change, selling the cool to play with the limits and green means growth messages. Quoting current European Commissioner for the Environment, Potocnik, who states that he attaches more importance to behavior-changing policies such as green taxis rather than reactive policies that punish polluters. I'm reminded by recent comments by this very same European Commissar in a speech posted on the European Commission's website, which I'll put up that link too. In his speech, Podocnik quoted his good friend Achim Steiner, Executive Director of the United Nations Environment Programme, as saying the idea of governing markets was agreed upon when Agenda 21 was formally created in 1992 at the original Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. 20 years ago, we agreed to do now, and what we do now, we have the tools to do it. If we do not go into the heart of economic policy, we'll be here at Rio plus 40, even more culpable. Markets are social constructs. They are not a force like gravity. They can be governed. That's total rationing of everything he's talking about, folks. And these couple of sentences, in effect, the United Nations EP Secretary General reveals several things. First, the current economic disparity offers the tools to roll out an agenda, Agenda 21, which was already agreed upon in the early 1990s. Second, that our dear Secretary General wants to go into the heart of economic policy. And third, that from the onset of Agenda 21, the idea was to govern free markets. In response to the quote by his good friend at the UN, the European Environmental Commissioner piled some more absolutism onto this already formidable stack of proposals by stating, yes, they can be governed and they must be governed. The last scenario sketched out by the EU-funded project group titled Slow Motion mentions that European monetary policy is strongly aligned with the objectives of the One Planet Economy. The European Central Bank and the National Bank took a role designed to steer the European economy towards a path consistent with the One Planet Economy goals. None of this stuff is ever mentioned when any of you fools out there vote for politicians. None of this stuff. It's what jobs, welfare, school, you know. They won't tell you about all this stuff. The last scenario was sketched out by the EU-funded project group titled Slow Motion mentions that European monetary policy is strongly aligned with the objectives of the One Planet Economy, it says. And they go on about the One Planet Economy goals. The document lists many more things that aren't covered in the article, and it's a challenge to readers to study the document, other documents by the environmental radicals who are now neat little technocrats creeping about in Brussels. You have them in Canada, the States, and elsewhere too. Agenda 21, under whatever name it's being proposed, it's also the Millennium Goals and a whole bunch of them, is literally embedded with big corporations and government. For this reason, all their statements and publications breathe its inherent tyranny and may therefore be exposed. Now remember that Quigley himself, who was all for this world system and who worked for the CFR as their personal historian, and he worked for the U.S. State Department, he trained all the big people who travel across the world and on the cultures, their histories of the cultures, everything, and even how he manipulated them. It was all for it. But he said this new system is a feudal system. But it's corporations, he says. Corporations and CEO leaders will be the new feudal overlords of the planet. I hope you understand this is all real. So this is real stuff. Years ago, too, I mentioned the fact that the big boys love to meet. In ancient times, you understand, they used to divert rivers and build artificial islands in the middle of the beds and then put their water back in, we divert it back in for their capitals. They love this symbol down through the ages. They even treated Venice, too, by filling it in with logs and stones and all the rest of it. They love this kind of thing. Now they're on Wall Street. It's almost an island where they are. But here's Blue Seat, floating Bilderberger cities where the elite control the masses. Blue Seed in a San Francisco startup corporation. It's a corporation that starts to, that plans to launch a floating city 12 nautical miles off the coast of California. Blue Seed will revamp a cruise ship or barge to create the offshore city. It will sit in international waters and be a metropolis where foreign and American workers as businessmen can conduct business and theorize new corporations without the pesky need for American work visas. The sustainable design of the ship will allow for an environmentally friendly workplace. I mean, you can tell who's running it all. Only passports will be needed for businesses to work from the ship. Being situated in international waters means that no taxes will be collected or have to be paid by the corporations involved. Those living on the ship, working on the mainland, will be given temporary or tourist visas through investors, partners, and collaborators. Sitting just across from the Silicon Valley, the floating city will allow entrepreneurs to do what they cannot do in the U.S. because of business restrictions. The ship will showcase all the luxuries of the elite, including pools, massage parlors, gyms, rock climbing walls, and indoor soccer fields, as well as trendy food and other aesthetics. Food and supplies will be provided by local merchants and corporations on the West Coast. It says employees can either use a ferry or a helicopter ride to and from Blue Seed to the mainland, with more than 250 corporations wanting to rent space. The cost of a standard cabin is estimated to be $1,600 per month. Startups in the U.S., India, the U.K., Australia, Canada, and Spain are eager to be part of this endeavor. Founders of Blue Seed are Marty Max, the son of Cuban immigrants, and Dario Mutazza, are gaining momentum in the corporate world for their idea. And as is Peter Thiel, founder of PayPal, is leading the financial research and supporting the Seastead, a self-ruling city on the ocean. Both Max and Mutaz Botza have worked for the Seasteading Institute, it's called. Libertarian activist, member of the Bilderberger Group and corporate titan Peter Thiel has contributed $1.25 million to the floating city project. Political influence in the Libertarian Party ends up with Thiel, who was the biggest campaign contributor to Ron Paul, an influential collaborator who was in secret meetings with Rand Paul just before he publicly endorsed Mitt Romney, and in a private conference with Ron Paul 3 days prior to his announcement that he was ending his campaign for the U.S. president. Blue Seed is a concept for new sovereign nations built on oil rig type platforms anchored in international waters, free from regulations of laws and moral suasion of any landlocked country. There'll be small city-states at first, although the aim is to have tens of millions of seasteading residents by 2050. Other members of the libertarian movements are in full support of Thiel. It says the fake revolution established by the ideals cry an anti-government sentiment for the ignorant masses while also promoting their self-proclaimed rise to power. Just as any political party controlled by the global elite, libertarians, have escaped comparison to their socialist peers, Democrats and Republicans. Well, believe you me, it's going to be all of them in on this big deal, because they can get a lot done and a lot of cash swapped if it's just off in the international waters, and they won't be liable to pay anything to anybody in any nation. So that's already underway, and they'll have them all over the world eventually, I'm sure. Now, for all those who haven't got Agenda 21 yet, what's all about, it's all about controlling all of you. And for the rural folk, it's all about taxing you out of existence into the big slum dwellings of the inner cities. That's where you're going to have to go. That's all being planned out for you folks. And all you have to do is double or triple your property tax, and out the door you go, maybe even without your house if you can't pay it, because they love to steal houses in this democracy. But it says, U.S. researchers map carbon emissions at the street level. This is the big stick. I've said years ago that carbon will come right down to you. Believe you me. U.S. scientists have developed new software that can actually accurately measure greenhouse gas emissions down to individual buildings and streets. It's all about heat and everything. The system combines information from public databases with traffic simulations and energy consumption models. Well, they have all that from your smart meters. Researchers believe it could help identify the most efficient or effective places to cut emissions, and it could aid international efforts to verify reductions in carbon. And it says, this is their quote to you, it says, we have to, the confidence in the numerical value of something, we have to have the same level of confidence about a unit of emissions. So they've already claimed what they know is a unit of emission. Now it's from Dr. Kevin Gurney, Arizona State University. While the United States has one method of measuring carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases at the national level, there's little consistency at city and local level. Details of the new system are published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. According to the scientists from Arizona State University, the new measuring system called Hestia changes all that. It says blue and white. It gives you actual the greenhouse gases and the colors as it shows up on their graphs from this simulation that they have. The research team used data from a number of sources, including air polluting reports, traffic counts, and tax offices. It's then combined with a modeling system for quantifying CO2 emissions down to the individual building level. And it's tied in with your traffic counts and tax offices. Dr. Kevin Gurney is one of the leaders of the project. He told BBC News that his team knows the system is working because it's consistent with existing information on emissions. We can go into any city in the U.S. and do the quantification. I mean, know it will be utterly consistent from city to city and consistent from city all the way up to the national level, he says. So far, the system has been used in Indianapolis, and work is ongoing with Los Angeles and Phoenix. The researchers are learning a great deal about emissions in the urban environments. Urban is awfully important. You realize how large a source electricity production is, tends to swamp the signal in cities, and things like traffic jams and slowdowns in traffic, that's what really hits you, he says. The scientists behind the system say it can be extremely useful in cities, helping them to target where to make emissions cuts. Once those cuts have been made, the system can verify their effects. And then they can actually show you all the heating up in the graphs, all lights up in your screen on 3D images. How and where emissions are occurring right down to your personal home, because it's coming down to personal taxes, folks, and that's going to be the big hammer. Big hammer. Believe you me, you have no idea what's coming. You really can't imagine what's really coming. Article 2 is this one I've got to do with. You see, so much put out by the big boys, a lot of it's false, but it's on purpose, a lot of it too. Remember, news doesn't have to be truth. That is a fact. The High Court and the Supreme Court in the U.S. said that in our case, that news doesn't have to be truth. It's just news, data, right? But this article says why most published research findings are false. There's an increasing concern that most current published research findings are false. The probability that a research claim is true may depend on study power and bias, the number of other studies on the same question, and importantly, the ratio of true to no relationship amongst relationships probed in each scientific field. In this framework, a research finding is less likely to be true when the studies conducted in a field are smaller, when the effect sizes are smaller, and when there's a greater number and lesser pre-selection of tested relationships. So that's from the more in-depth one. The simple one is next to it, and I'll put that up too. And it says, it's news, but it's true. There's no such thing as slow news day on the health beat. Even if there's no killer viruses on the loose and no deadly bacteria spreading in the food chain, there's always a new study to report. Every day, they're talking about reporters, we check science news sites like this one, and it gives you a link, that gives reporters advance notices about studies about to be published. It's not unusual to see up to 100 studies stacked like planes over an airport, each one hoping to land in the headlines sometimes over the next few days. And it says experience tells us that if a study is about chocolate, coffee, or red wine, it's got an excellent chance of getting into the news, no matter what the finding. The same for studies in high prolific profile journals such as Nature, Science, Lancet, and certain conditions like breast cancer, Alzheimer's, obesity, and autism. And if the study claims to have made a novel first-ever discovery, then it will probably be in the news. But what if a study found that most studies end up being wrong? Would that study make the news? Well, it happens. Very seldom it does. They promote it all, and then generally it's false. It doesn't work out that way. This is what happened. A paper with the startling title, Why Most Biomedical Findings Echoed by Newspapers Turn Out to Be False, was published a few weeks ago by a French research group, and no, that study did not make it into the headlines. The researchers led by neurobiologist Francois Gonon examined the way newspapers reported on a number of high-profile studies on attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. They asked the question, do scientists claim reported in the media end up being proven true over time? Their answer, in most cases, is no. Then they asked, do the media go back and set the record straight? No, they don't. In other words, we in the media make a big deal over a new research finding, but when it turns out to be less exciting or even wrong after future research, we don't tend to report that. Never mind, doesn't usually make it into the news. How often is research disproven? It happens all the time, according to epidemiologist John Ioannidis. It says there's an increasing concern that in modern research, false findings may be the majority or even the vast majority of published research claims, he wrote. A 2005 article with the provocative title, Why Most Published Research Findings Are False. Now, you have to tie that into Bernays. For those who have never read Bernays, he'll tell you that they were behind putting out, at the very beginning, scientific articles to make purchasers buy things or even demand from their doctors certain drugs and so on. Never changed. Back with more after this.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Hi, folks. I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix, and there's a caller hanging on from England. Brian in the UK. Are you there, Brian?
Hi, Alan.
Yes.
Hi. I was just listening to what you were saying earlier about people failing to stand together when faced with a state tyranny.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about this for the past few days. It was just kind of ironic that you brought it up today.
Yeah.
And like you, I came to the conclusion that the public would never resist state tyranny as a unified whole.
Yeah.
And I was also mindful of the social scientist Max Weber. I don't know if you're familiar with his work.
Yeah.
But he spoke about each person having a market position. So people with a higher market position would take longer to react to hardship than those on a lower market position.
That's right.
And so people have different boiling points.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of falls in with what you were saying about, you know, people would never stand together at the same time. They would be coming to a boiling point at different points in time.
Yes.
So you could never get them to respond as a unified force.
Yeah. And constantly, people don't know either, your governments, all governments do this, they have ongoing programs to monitor each segment or class, is what they call our society, and to make sure when they put programs through, who's going to make most of the cries about it, what particular ones will do it, and they find even ways to divide the different segments before they even put the information out. They work all of it out in advance. What will be the reaction amongst this section, that section, that section? How can we get this section turning against that section? Or how can we even put alternative news out that will grab their attention while we slip this through? I mean, all this, you wouldn't believe the intricacy of control of the population's minds. It's a complete science, and thousands in every country work on this particular part of it at full time.
It seems to be very effective, because when you consider everything that's going on just now with this, I think the Fukushima thing is something that is hardly mentioned in the news here.
Mm-hmm.
In the UK, it's only mentioned briefly, but to me that is one of the things emerging that's very serious.
Yes.
Instead, they fill the news with a lot of mediocrity, you know?
That's right, and plus you have Osborne over there and other ones rushing ahead with austerity that has brought Spain to its knees, and Italy and Greece, and you will see riots in Britain. They've already had all the projections worked out at the top of the Home Office of coming riots. They've been building up for them for 30 years with internal armies. This is what the war on terror is really for. It's for the coming chaos, and that's the true purpose across the world. And they are going to really let loose on the public when they really bring them down into utter austerity. People will riot, but sporadically in small groups that are getting hit because they pick you off one at a time. And they understand they've got scenarios worked out at the top levels of this is how it will happen. They've got it all figured out. And believe you me, these guys are not wrong. They make the things happen at the time that they want to handle them and manage them. So this is all laid out for us. Austerity is going to bring everyone to their knees across the world eventually, under various guises of protecting the environment and global warming, etc., etc., and sustainability. And then government steps in, and I'm not kidding you, you're going to see within the next few years big programs for volunteers for sterilization within Britain and elsewhere. They already have them already, but they're not... technically not associated with government, or private organizations go around trying to convince people to be sterilized. There's an American group working in Scotland right now, in fact, doing that, picking women off the streets and trying to get them to go and get sterilized. I've read it on the air here, in fact, in the past. Thanks for calling.
Yep,
from Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God or your God.